The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number two of The Drive underway. The top four at four this afternoon brought to you by MyBookie. Bet, win, get paid at MyBookie. Jake Lester, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Jake? It was a good Thanksgiving. Good. Ate a normal Thanksgiving meal. Unlike one of us in the studio.
Normal Thanksgiving meals are fantastic. What's your go-to pie, Jake Lester? Oh, don't tell me. You look like a pumpkin pie kind of guy.
Incorrect.
No.
I really don't like pumpkin pie.
Wow.
Out of like all pies, I like pecan pie. It's pretty good.
Pecan pie's good, man. My brother was in town and he brought these like pecan squares that were just fantastic.
Great.
I'm sorry though. Go ahead as we want to speed through this so we can talk to Christopher Smith and then get Titans Bill in here. My Titans!
Number one, Tennessee offensive lineman Ryan Johnson and freshman wide receiver Jerod Means have entered their names into the NCAA transfer portal. Johnson appeared in all 12 games this season as a redshirt junior after starting every game, 11 at center and 1 at right guard, on Tennessee's offensive line in 2018. And Jerod Means appeared in 5 games but has been sidelined by an injury since the Alabama game in mid-October.
Who has a better future? I know Johnson's only got 1 year. Who's
Jerod Means. Not just because he has more years to prove himself.
I hope he comes back, man. I hate when a guy comes back and you hear like, and we even see him play a little bit.
Did.
And then he leaves. It's like, come on, man, stick it out a little bit. Let's see what you got. Fight through this. Fight for your spot, Jerod Means.
Number two, Greg Schiano and Rutgers agreed on an 8-year, $32 million contract to return as head coach yesterday after season ticket holders, boosters, and New Jersey politicians revolted when negotiations broke off last week. Schiano's hire still needs approval tomorrow by the University Board of Governors, which balked at some of his original requests, and athletics director Pat Hobbs tried to steer the search in another direction, sources said, but money and power still talk loudest in a revenue-starved program like Rutgers.
We're definitely going to get back into this today, right? This whole deal.
I'm just wondering, I will be tuning into that press conference with great interest. That situation has captivated me for the past week or two.
Number three, Ole Miss has dismissed head football coach Matt Luke, who posted a 15-21 record in 3 seasons at the helm. Luke, who played at Ole Miss, took over as the Rebels' interim head coach just a week prior to the start of fall camp in 2017 after the Right Reverend Hugh Freeze was fired. Luke was named the permanent head coach following the 2017 season and did not take the Rebels to any bowl games, and the school self-imposed a bowl ban in 2017 because of NCAA violations that occurred when Freeze was the coach, and then a second year of postseason ban was added by the NCAA in 2018, although the Rebels were just 5-7 that season.
I know their AD, when he's asked the question, will say that it wasn't the end of the Egg Bowl that did Matt Luke in. But make no mistake about it, it was the end of the Egg Bowl that did Matt Luke in. If that dude does not lift his leg and pee on the pylon, even if he does and that kicker makes the extra point and they end up losing in overtime, I don't think he's gone either. That silly, selfish, idiotic act cost Matt Luke his job and a whole lot of other people on that staff will be out of jobs as well.
Really, in all honesty, it was a place kicker missed the extra point.
It was a 37-yard extra point.
Well, it would have gone to take some responsibility.
He had
for
to go out there immediately thinking he was going to kick a 15-yarder.
The kicker needs to take some. What did you say? Say that last part again.
He needs
very
to take
slowly.
Some responsibility for his actions.
Oh, yeah, responsibility. That's key in this situation.
Oh my goodness.
I agree.
Number four, today is Monday, and with that comes Monday Night Football. Tonight, we have the Vikings playing the Seahawks in Seattle at 8:15 on ESPN, and the Seahawks are 3-point favorites on MyBookie.
Excuse me, but that has to stink for Seattle fans. They got a 5:15 local time kickoff. I'm sorry, but that would be rough on a Monday.
Yeah, don't live in the Pacific time zone. I mean, what can I tell you?
My brother's flying back there later today.
On the flip side, they get to watch – They get to watch college football at 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning and the NFL at 10 a.m. So,
Pac-12 after dark is actually Pac-12 at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you get your – like you can't have your cake and eat it too. Sorry, Seattle. Let's bring in our boy Christopher Smith with MyBookie, where the deals are raging. Get your bets in. Monday Night Football is tonight. Christopher, how are you, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you, fellas?
Hey, we're doing really well, and – I guess we got about 3 or 4 weeks left in NFL regular season. Things are heating up. You saw the 49ers lose last night. That opens up the door for Seattle here, and they've got their hands full. A pretty good Minnesota team coming in. Seahawks a 3-point favorite. What's the good action tonight on Monday Night Football?
Well, I'm not like a huge trend guy, just because I think you have to take each game sort of by itself. And, you know, you can find usually with trends, there's like an arbitrary starting and ending point.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that underdogs in the NFL this year have been really, really good. And seven of them won outright again this week, in week 13 in the NFL. So that's sort of like not the only reason, but I do like the Vikings here. If you look at, like, points allowed versus points scored, point differential, the Vikings are a much better team than Seattle. Seattle's offensive line is pretty bad, especially at center, now that they're on their backup. And I think the Vikings have a major advantage up front when Seattle has the ball. I think basically Seattle comes down to just Russell Wilson, you know, making plays and keeping them in games and winning games that they really don't have business winning. So, and Russell Wilson's been just incredible in primetime games, night games, stuff like that during his career. So I'd say it's a small bet for me for that reason, but I think all signs point to the Vikings offering pretty good value as an underdog here.
Fantastic. I know I'll be getting on that tonight. Look, there's interesting prop bets out there as well that I like to have fun with if I don't hit the over-under as well. Christopher, man, we're going to be getting into college basketball soon with you. We're going to be talking a lot about that. We've got SEC title game coming up this weekend, Pac-12 title game. Before you head out, if you're looking at it right now on a Monday, what is a game next weekend that you're looking at on championship weekend that maybe folks should take a look at, probably placing a little money on, besides the SEC, if there is one?
Yeah, I would say Utah for me. I've actually had them power rated this high, like toward the top six for you know, weeks and weeks and weeks now. I think a lot of people are starting to come around to that now that they've just whipped up on their last three or four opponents, and you know, they've only lost one game. It was the Friday night game at USC. USC's played pretty well this year. I just think Utah, you know, they're well coached. They're always a complete team. They're really good on defense. They're really good on special teams. And I think Oregon's been a little bit overrated even before they had their second loss. And obviously you have a playoff spot potentially on the line if they win and look good doing it. So I think Utah to win by, you know, maybe a touchdown or maybe more than a touchdown isn't so bad of a bet.
Hey, what's going on tonight, man? Today it's the big Cyber Monday. Tell us about everything that's going on tonight and how you could take full advantage of this.
Yeah, that's right. It's BOGO, which I guess, again, is a term that a lot of shoppers know, but I had no idea what it meant. But apparently it's buy one, get one. And we're doing that with the Monday Night Football game. So if you bet on the against the spread on tonight's game up to $100, then next Monday night, for that Monday Night Football game, you get a free bet of equal value. So if you bet $100 on tonight's game, you get $100 for free to bet on next week's game. Or if you bet 10, you get 10. So pretty good deal there. And then before long here, we'll be talking about the the 12 Days of Christmas special we have as well.
Yep. I can't wait, man. Christopher, buddy, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you Thursday as we get ready for championship weekend around college football. Hope you have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Christopher Smith making his presence felt. Seahawks, a 3-point favorite tonight, Monday Night Football deal over the Vikings. Check out mybookie.ag to get your bets in. Let's bring him in. We roll out the red carpet for Titans Bill, the king of Titans Nation, Titanic William. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, how's my favorite people doing?
Oh, we're doing outstanding.
You know, I'll tell you, what a weekend, what a weekend, what a weekend.
What happened?
The Titans won. I need to do something here to my...
Uh-oh. What are you watching, Titans Bill?
Well, I'm watching something off the app.
You want to hit the pause button so you don't lose your spot?
No, what I need to do here is put it on. Let's see here now. I'm going to do the replay of the Titans Colts game.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun one to watch again.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. What a weekend it was. The Vols got a big victory over Vanderbilt. The Titans got a big victory over the Colts. And another school that I want to congratulate on winning their first playoff game, and that's the Governors of Austin Peay State University.
The Govs.
Yeah.
And they defeated Furman.
The Paladins. Oh, man. George Quarles. Pour one out for GQ this afternoon. But I tell you what, that Will Healy guy at Charlotte built that Austin Peay program. They were a national laughingstock. And I don't know who's the coach there now, but...
It's Hudspeth.
Okay, Mark Hudspeth. Will Healy laid a great foundation there. And that guy's bringing that Charlotte team in for the season opener next year here in Neyland, man. And I'll tell you what, we better not sleep on anybody after the Georgia State debacle, but those guys can play a little football, man. We're going to have our hands full in week one.
I'll tell you, I believe, you know, if I was playing on the UT football team, I say, guys, I believe that loss to Georgia State taught us a lesson. You don't take no one for granted, and you don't think you can win by just showing up. Because if you do that, then you're asking for trouble. Big time.
You know who's asking for trouble? Titans Bill, in my humble opinion.
Who?
John Gruden, who just absolutely got bent over a barrel and shown the 50 states by their arch rivals, the Kansas City Chiefs, yesterday.
And I love Tennessee. I got and a now, lot of orange blood.
And now he's got our Titans Bill. Our Titans are coming to their kingdom to tear it down one last time in Oakland before we have two huge games with the Texans. What was going through your mind, Titans Bill, when Dane Cruikshank sprung through the line to block that kick and you saw the Titans running that field goal back for a touchdown last night?
I'll tell you, Adam Vinatieri needs to retire.
That's sad, isn't it?
No ifs, ands, and buts about it. The old gray mare, he ain't what he used to be, ain't what he used to be, ain't what he used to be. The old gray mare, he ain't what he used to be several long years ago.
No. That dude looks like Gandalf back there. He's got so much gray hair, Titans Bill. He looks like I imagine you look like. No offense, brother. I think that guy has stayed way past his welcome. But I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did because he served us one up on a hot plate last night, and we ate it.
Exactly. And, they were a number of surprises yesterday in the NFL. One surprise, Tony's Eagles got snake bit by the flippers.
And they're still, you talk about the NFC least. That division is absolutely putrid. They're all going to play each other for the rest of the month to determine whether or not the Cowboys or the Eagles go to the NFL playoffs. If the Cowboys and Eagles started playing in my backyard, Titans Bill, I'd shut the curtains.
Yeah.
That's not football.
And another team that's been very disappointing, and of course, I want to congratulate the Bears Redskins on their victory over the disappointing Panthers.
Very good. I had the Redskins defense.
Rivera better just kiss his job goodbye.
Yeah, that's another game.
I believe that Rivera has been testing Tepper's patience, and I believe Tepper, who the new owner is of the Panthers, is going to say, this is all I can stand, and I can't stand no more.
If the Redskins and the Panthers play in a half-empty stadium, does the game really happen?
Yeah.
It's a deep philosophical question for you to ponder on a Monday afternoon, Titans Bill. Titans Bill, give us a parting thought this afternoon as we get set to hit the road. Big week coming up for our Titans, man. This is a big one. It's the kind of game we drop, too. When we get on a roll and we're feeling good and we're going into a game that we think is manageable, this is traditionally where we fall on our face.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to Basilio, and he's over here thinking that the Titans is taking a back seat to the Predators. The Predators is playing some crappy hockey.
Have they started NHL season already? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. 30 games okay. in. I'd rather go to a Predators game than a Titans game.
Oh, stop. You would rather go see the NHL yes. than professional football?
Yes.
That's absurd, Trey.
Why?
I've been to the Stanley Cup.
Pretty
nothing
cool,
compares
brag,
to that. No, nothing compares to that.
Well, you're not talking about going to a Stanley Cup game. You're talking about seeing
piece
the
piece of crap stadium in Nashville.
No, that's the state team. Put some respect on it.
Standings. They lost the other day. The Preds did.
Tides Bill, thank you,
and
man.
And they're struggling.
Appreciate the phone call.
Big old concrete masterpiece of a dump.
Well, what is it, a masterpiece or a dump? You just contradicted yourself.
Of a
if
dump.
You're going to come at my team,
no,
at least
no,
be consistent.
I'm coming at the town
it's
and
weak.
The city and the
you're
stadium.
You're weak, Trey.
You're weak. Get out.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
You
because
hold
my
it down.
Team's 7-5. You left us for
what
dead.
What about my Saints?
We're getting set
the
to
Saints would whip
we're
the
getting
Titans
set to
ass.
Whip the. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out because they got to come to that concrete stadium you just talked about.
That's good.
3 days before Christmas, and we're going to tighten up on them, baby. Come get you some, Drew Brees.
Hoot at that ass.
I'll be at that game.
We should go. I'll go. I'll buy the tickets.
865-546-8200. The Drive will be back with more after this.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
This is The Drive.
Welcome back. The Drive rages on Fan Run Radio. Portions of our show today brought to you by Integracon Technologies. Response time is huge if you're having an IT crisis. Integracon picks up the phone as soon as you call. They can help you right then from the technical help desk at Integracon Technologies. Huge business based right here in Knoxville. These folks are, it's pretty darn cool. You business owners out there, whether you're a small mom and pop or a big business with hundreds of employees, it's pretty interesting how they're constantly worried about cyber intrusion, data theft, things like that. It's a scary world out there, man. And Integracon Technologies is a company that was started locally here by somebody who worked in the IT business, and it has really blown up. This operation is huge. It's pretty cool. They do great work, and they help a lot of business owners maintain cyber security. You could find out more at Integracon.com. That's Integracon.com. And their phone number here in the 865 is 330-2323. That's Integracon Technologies.
Looks you got to like watch it because I had my, before you get into that, I had my Yahoo email hacked.
Oh, yeah?
And that has all my information. So watch it. You know,
you
change call
your,
them.
Your, was your password 12345?
No, my password was MobTown23, but I had to change it now.
MobTown.
Mobile.
Oh, that's what they call it down there, MobTown?
Well, the MOB is the airport down there. You know, you have like B&A or whatever, TSY, yeah. Tyson. Yeah. MOB is
just
the,
told the listening audience.
Oh, he said he changed
it. I already changed it. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, people trying to log into Trey's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
They try. They won't get in.
Any other.
Try MobTown 24.
Hey, quick question for you. And we talked about this. We were throwing the pigskin, and we were kind of talking about it a little bit. What job, if you had a coach out there, okay, let's take it this way. Which is going to be a harder job to bring back because they're in the SEC West, Arkansas or Ole Miss with those openings right now?
Arkansas.
Yeah, see, I agree with Bear. Played
an elite level. They've just got to get a better cheater than they that both idiot played. They had last time.
Wait, now who is at a higher level? Arkansas under Bobby Petrino when they went 10-2 went to a Sugar Bowl,
right?
Or Ole Miss when what was the high water mark?
The Cotton Bowl.
Did they go 10-2 that year?
Yeah,
I think it's easier to recruit to Ole Miss than it is Arkansas. Scenery
is that because
hell of a lot better
is that because it's in your opinion. You're closer to Tunica, Memphis, places like that,
that
compared
makes it
to Fayetteville, where you're.
No, I think it's the there's. You've been to Ole Miss, haven't you?
Yeah,
the Grove.
Yeah,
it's easier to recruit to Ole Miss.
That's true. I've been to Fayetteville as well.
A lot easier to recruit to Ole Miss.
I did go in like late November to Fayetteville, so I didn't get the full experience. But
I don't know. So you're saying that the chicks are hotter at Ole Miss, and that seems like a very
been to Fayetteville.
No, I haven't. Have you?
Yeah.
It's a nice
town. It's a desolate wasteland. I mean, okay. It's in Arkansas.
I stayed at a Walmart about 20 miles outside
of Arkansas was, you know, McClure, to be quite honest.
They have a lot of money. They both have a lot of tradition, especially when you date back to the 1960s. Arkansas's bigger stadium and everything. They have huge corporate sponsors there from both Walmart, Tyson Chicken.
Yeah.
They're the only school in that state that plays major D1 athletics.
So that's Arkansas State.
Ole Miss, you've got Mississippi State, you've got Southern Miss, and then you've got the Alabamas, Auburns, the LSUs coming in and raiding. I mean, you're surrounded by vultures there. And you're surrounded by vultures at Arkansas, too, but it feels like...
You're saying it's a lot easier to keep some players in-state in that area to Arkansas compared to Oxford, where you got to go up against players from Hattiesburg.
I don't think either of them are easy gigs.
I don't think
either of them are easy gigs. And, you know, both schools are unique, and the best coach at Arkansas might not be the best coach at Ole Miss,
okay,
and vice versa.
Where can you go win 8 games
I don't
every
know.
Other year?
For who are we talking about?
What it school depends. Do you think you go win 8 games at every other year? Is it an Ole Miss? Is it Ole Miss, or would it be somebody like Arkansas? Because Arkansas, I just feel like
– It depends on the coach we're talking about.
I know one coach that did it at both. Houston Nutt.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The Nutt.
I mean, okay. If
What's he doing?
What if?
Trying to get an interview at Arkansas.
Lane Kiffin ends up at Arkansas. And a lot of people are tracking the whole Plains thing. I mean, there's stuff going on in Columbia, Missouri,
they
too.
Are
Let's not forget about them.
Amateurs. I've seen them at what we do. I am a little jelly, though. I'm not going to lie.
Can we come up with some sort of like.
I've already class, put it out last night.
Like a class, a YouTube class or something, a tutorial like from Tennessee fans.
I said Tennessee Twitter would do it for a small fee.
Other fan base. Like, oh, so they can like farm out their
right.
coaching search to
yeah.
us.
Right.
And we can freak out on it about it on their behalf for the entertainment of the rest of the country.
Yeah.
That's actually not
right.
bad. This sick fan base, people would sign up for it. I'm half thinking about it just now.
I'd start a coaching search company. Just following Planes and going to the different – look, if they pay us enough, we'd send John Reed to Fayetteville right now. We'd probably have the search done in 3 or 4 days.
You come in over the top with some juicy groomers, that's all we'd need.
Ooh, groomers?
Yeah, I love Tennessee.
Dude, if you really want to go back down this road, we will, bro.
Yeah, I love Tennessee.
And the way it's ended every time we've gone down this road.
Okay, but you act like
Tennessee.
They didn't go down that road last time.
They didn't.
Okay, all right.
They didn't at all.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
I'm not going to do the third grade. Yeah, game.
Well, hold on. I mean, if you guys are going to do this, somebody has to present some sort of.
Wait, we're not doing this again, for God's sakes.
You guys started this. If you're gonna go down this road, here, this is the way debate works. Somebody has to provide some sort of evidence other than no, they didn't, or yes, they did.
I think I did that back during the search.
No.
I think I provided enough.
Don't think you did because it was you and Bryce got hoodwinked by John Curry. He never planned on hiring John Curry.
Was not one of my sources on that story.
It was
nobody.
You. Hold on.
The problem was John Curry was running the search. He never intended to hire John Gruden. He left that out there as a red herring.
So the fan base would, you know. Okay. So when I was talking to
bright shiny toy, we really got old John Gruden.
He got me going. Now here we go. So when I was talking to one of the boosters that was actually in the living room of John Gruden down there in Tampa,
Dunwoody?
And then also talking to one of John Gruden's actual cameramen that lives with him at his house. So you're telling me when we put those in a report,
yeah,
and we put that out that it was fake.
I love Tennessee.
I didn't say that you all did it knowingly, Trey. That's a subtle difference.
In their living room.
You get high because you think I'm saying you were lying. I'm not.
No, that's what you're calling it. No. You're calling the report not true.
It's been categorically proven that it wasn't true by the facts, man. He wasn't ever coming here.
You're on two different bases. You're saying not coming here.
Okay, hold on.
I'm saying this is what happened during the course.
I'm going to jump in here for just a second. It was all a fantasy.
Oh, my God.
Let me jump in here for just a second. I got to say, as an impartial listener to this conversation.
We've done this three times now.
I don't know if he's making anything up.
Why would I ruin my reputation on John Gruden?
Calm down. Just relax, Trey.
I'm good.
You presented more evidence.
You know who one of my sources is.
Hold on. Relax, Trey. Calm down. Have a sip of your Gatorade there.
It's good.
Relax. I feel like you presented more. Bear's argument boils down to this. No, you didn't. It didn't happen. I don't believe any of it. You seem to be like saying a lot more like different things to support your position.
Because they built up this entire elaborate fabrication of crap.
It's great.
They threw it at us.
It's great.
I'm not talking about the Groomers anymore. He's the head coach. The Oakland Raiders. He was never going to be the coach here.
Excuse me.
I don't care.
Heart attack.
I'm not going to have a heart attack.
Is Grant Ramey a liar?
Trey, I didn't say any of y'all were liars. I'm saying that you guys.
You said it wasn't the truth.
Swallowed up with the biggest damn spoon I've ever seen.
What are you talking about? We're reporting on something that goes on in actual time.
You're calling. It was all rumor and conjecture.
How was it rumor when I had a freaking source living at Gruden's house?
And I love Tennessee.
Good God, that's the first time I've heard about somebody living at Gruden's roommate.
He knew.
He just said that.
Gruden's got a roommate now?
I already said that.
My God Almighty! Can we go to the phones?
It's not a roommate. Okay, I'm not getting it. Everybody already knows. I've said this.
Yeah, they do.
Times. You sit here and you talk to your old boys from Catholic and all the old boys around. Man, this is never going to happen. He was never here.
Now,
uh-oh.
And then I was going to say something for you.
Then you go ahead.
That ship has sailed, bro.
It's not truth.
I'd recommend getting there early and buying a ticket.
It's not true.
It's not
Tennessee.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Tennessee offered John Gruden the job?
No, okay. I don't.
Okay. All right, cool. Then that $7.5 million figure plus incentives that would equal $10 million that I reported for 2 months.
You got to give me
something. Ended up being the same freaking amount that he got from the Oakland Raiders. Same amount that he got from the Raiders.
Okay.
Like I just made that, pulled that out of my ass that this is the kind of money he was getting. The whole time he wasn't.
It was just a loaded. John Curry let that fester.
John Curry was too dumb to let that fester.
It started on this show with the caller Willie called in and started the groomers. Russell and Chance jumped on it, and from there it exploded. I can go back into the archives and pull it out. It'd take me a month, but I'll do it if you want me to.
While I whip this out.
What didn't they?
I love Tennessee.
What didn't they?
I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Phil is next.
Hi,
fella.
How are you, Trey and Bear and Dr. Snake doing?
We're good.
A little heated in here, Phil. A little heated.
It's all fun.
Yeah, it's entertaining. I go from Oiler talk to revisionist history of John Gruden, and we got Skull Cam. So UT ain't gonna pay the money for a great coach.
Hopefully, this one turned one into it, right?
Well, I mean, we're making progress, but I don't want to take doing the same thing that we waited on Majors about 7 years to get to Sugar Bowl. And this day and age, you don't wait that long to do anything.
You know what? Between the money we're paying Jeremy Pruitt, his coordinators, the rest of his staff, his strength and conditioning staff, and Butch Jones, Larry Scott, and Bob Shoup, yeah, we invest the money. We might not mean to, but we pay big money here. Nobody can say we don't.
Is it eight entities that Tennessee's paying?
Yeah, we lead the American Bowls, don't we?
Oh, and by the way, we're starting a $300 million stadium renovation next year.
Who the hell approves these loans?
Well, I sure hope that, I hope the football program keeps continues to improve.
They look good Saturday night, don't you? I mean, not good is a strong word, but they handled business Saturday night in the run game.
Eric Gray looked pretty good. And the offensive line blocked Rich Bethrun blocking they done all year.
Here it comes.
What'd
you think of the quarterback play, Phil?
Yeah.
It still sucks, and until we rectify that, we're going to be a mediocre program in the SEC. The ones who contend for the SEC championship have legitimate quarterbacks. Hell, Josh Dobbs couldn't get to Atlanta, and he's better than Garantino. Forget Mo, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I'd argue that Georgia doesn't have an elite quarterback, and they've made it, but everywhere else is elite.
Well, from recruiting publications, he was ranked. He's took them to the playoff.
Yeah, but still, I'd agree more on the
running backs and the defense.
Yeah.
Well,
you really you're going to die on the Jake Fromm sucks hill, huh?
Who, me?
No, Mayor. Yeah, I am, because you know what? He does.
Do you think he's drafted?
He's got an SEC championship.
Do you think he's drafted?
I heard he plays Georgia so bad he can't see the truth.
It's sad, Phil. Do you think Jake Fromm is drafted in the first round of the 2020 NFL draft?
No.
No, but he'll.
I think he is.
I could be a career backup in the NFL. He's kind of like those Alabama quarterbacks that Saban had back in the day.
Exactly. Like John Parker Wilson.
Or the guy who went to the Bengals, who was a...
A.J. McCarron.
Yeah, that's a good comparison right there.
But he's making about $900,000 a year being a backup in Houston Texans now, so it's a smart career.
Would you say that these last 10 years have been the worst decade in the history of Tennessee football?
God, I hope so.
I mean, I wasn't around for the 70s, Phil. Before that, you'd have to go back to pre-Neyland, and, I mean, that's ancient history. So, yeah, probably.
I'd go back to the 20s, I guess, because that's the reason they brought Neyland here to beat Vanderbilt. In the 70s, it was mediocre, but they started the decade with 11-1, 10-2, 10-2. So we haven't matched that anywhere near that.
You think – Philly, do you think your house phone's ringing, bud?
Philly,
can Jeremy Pruitt get Tennessee to 11 wins in the next 4 years?
It just depends if he gets a great running back and quarterback. I think they've got the line of scrimmage now to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see this team's coming together. They just need – it's like basketball. You got to have a point guard and a legitimate scorer inside to be real good. Same principle in football. You got to have a point guard as a quarterback, and then you got to have a running back who can run down people's throat. I like Gray, but we need a bigger running back to go with him.
Got to recruit, Phil.
1-2 combo. You know what I mean?
Recruit, and then recruit some more. That's what we got to do right now.
That's right. What are we going to do about the if Leach goes to Ole Miss and Kiffin goes to Arkansas?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean –
I'll go ahead and submit my credentials now for media days.
I'm just going to put some popcorn in the microwave and sit back with a fresh bag is what I'm going
to
do.
Tennessee would head to Fayetteville next year.
Lane Train. I wonder if Bill Clinton will come in for the game. See
you. You imagine Lane and Slick Willie and cruising Jones around the backwoods in back Arkansas. Oh, that was pretty cool office you got here, Lane. Stay with us. The Drive rages on. Fan Run Radio.
We're listening to The Drive. Get some.
Drive rages on. Fan Run Radio. So who's playing for the little gold ball this week? Maryville, Alcoa, no surprise there. Central.
I feel like Alcoa ought to move up.
Elizabethton.
Yeah, I saw where Jason Witten was up
Sean
there for
Witten
the game.
And the boys.
Yeah.
His brother coaches him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has for like 10 years now.
Anybody else? Are we missing anybody?
None of the privates are in it from Knoxville.
Is Greenback in there?
Greenback, I believe.
Yeah, Greenback will be.
They're still going. All right.
They beat South Pitt.
Did Brentwood Academy out of Nashville make it?
They didn't make the playoffs.
NBA didn't make – not NBA. Brentwood didn't make the playoffs.
No.
Wow. I saw where Dilfer's team went to the playoffs in Nashville. Lipscomb.
I'm going to share these with you guys because, like, when you guys start yelling at each other like you did, people.
We're not yelling at each other. Like, we're making our points through radio. It's hard.
No, I was screaming at you, Trey.
Oh, damn it. Okay. All right. I was trying to be nice there for a second, but okay.
No. People send me these things in the DMs. And I guess because they don't want to put their name on it, and I'll maintain.
Well, no, standing drive rule.
What?
Think
if you're gonna say something, you're putting your name on it.
Okay, well then I won't tell.
All right, fine.
Well, I kind of want to know.
Let them know.
No, that's okay.
I don't
care. They can have anonymity with me.
Anonymity?
Yeah. I just screwed up.
You trying to say anonymity?
Yeah.
About autonomy.
Look, they have all three of it.
People send me, I will never reveal, unless it's something like just frivolous, like, you know, silly. But, I mean, if somebody, like, tells me something in confidence or they're talking smack about somebody.
Oh, sorry, Russell. Okay. This isn't NOM. There are rules. And that is one of the founding rules of the drive is that
if you put
your name on. If you want to say something, 865-546-8200, you never pay attention, less than me, which is amazing because I never pay attention either. But it has always been a rule on the drive back from before I was on the show. You want your voice to be heard, you call the number, you put your name on it. It could be a fake name when you call in, but you're calling in.
We're in a democracy. Can we get a vote on this?
Is it a democracy? Where did you get that this was a democracy? Russ is a benign dictator. Sometimes he gets malignant on us.
Russell, I'd like to put a vote that I would like to hear the comments in the DMs. Can I get votes from Jake and our new guy?
See,
they don't count.
It wouldn't be fair for me to tell the thing that was said about you and not tell the thing that's said about Bear. The reason I even brought it up is because you are both insulted, and so I feel like it kind of evens out.
But see, the overriding thing is Russ wants to read anonymous DMs. It's probably stuff that he's written or one of his lackeys.
How about this? How about I will let Jake read it because I can trust Jake. Jake doesn't want to get involved in this.
No.
He just shot me a look like, don't drag me into this crap.
You get your butt over there and you read those.
No. Read Trace if he wants to hear Trace. I'm saying if you can say something about me, call in and say it.
I've taken so much flack for that for the last 2 years.
It's not about the Gruden thing.
It really does. Oh, what the hell? Well, I don't care then. Say whatever they want to say.
What are you doing, man?
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it. Just say it. Whatever. It doesn't bother me.
Somebody says, when Trey talks about the Titans, it makes me want to jump out of an airplane without a parachute.
Well, that's because the Titans suck. That's pretty good, though.
Some listener feedback.
That's because I don't like the Titans. I don't follow the Titans. I don't care about the Titans. I'm glad that they won for you, though. I really am. I don't like their dump of a facility.
They have used
the city of Nashville for so much money.
You really want to go down there and play in that tin can they call a Superdome?
Yeah, the House of Death and Rape from where so many countless lives were shattered during one of the great natural disasters of our nation's history.
Don't you dare tie Katrina in with the Saints.
Why? People died there. People were brutalized
there. And that's not the football team's fault.
It's the stadium.
Well,
you're talking about
stadiums.
My stadium. I'm talking about your stadium. Your stadium is a house of horrors. It's a fact. Lives were lost. Lives were irrevocably damaged in that building, Trey. How can you even watch your
team? Have you seen what they produced on the field at Nissan Stadium the last 10 years? I'm sure lives have been lost outside of that place because of the Titans as well.
You're making light of one of the world's worst natural disasters.
I'm not making light of it at all.
Government. I'm talking to you.
Why am I getting in trouble?
You're comparing Nissan Stadium and the Titans' woeful team to the horror that was Katrina and what went down at that Superdome?
No, I just made a separate point.
Dead Americans laying on sidewalks?
Don't do that because I was in Katrina. I'd lived through it.
John says the your Gruden debate could be solved by Trey showing Bear the picture of Gruden in the booster.
Wait a minute.
You said you had a picture of Gruden in the booster.
Okay, yeah, in the living room.
Show it to him.
He'd still never believe.
Well, that sounds awful lot like someone that doesn't have a picture of Gruden in the booster.
You could do anything with Photoshop.
what does that come into it? No, I'm
sure.
Will
you show me the picture?
Yeah, I will bring you the picture.
All right, stay with it. What, you don't have it on your phone?
No.
I'm not. I'm not believing a damn word, Trey, sir. Not Trey. I don't believe a damn word you say.
You have like a grainy printed Polaroid or something?
Went out to Walgreens and got it developed.
Come on, Trey.
If we really want to go this, man, we will go full debate on this whole story. I will give you everything I have, which I've already done.
Oh, no, you won't, because you won't show me the picture.
I'll show you the picture. I'll text Ollie right now.
Stay with us.
Smartass.
So you don't have the picture, you got to text somebody to get it.
Oh, okay. Show me the picture.
He's my editor.
Show me the picture! Back with more after this.
Fan Run Radio. Now back to the sports show that doesn't just hang up and listen. The Drive.
Citizens National Bank is the official bank of The Drive. You can check them out online at cnbtn.com. Over 20 branches now throughout Knox, Sevier, Jefferson, and Hamblin counties. See the difference? A friendly local bank can make on your finances and on your life. CNBTN.com. That's Citizens National Bank. Our phone number, if you want to jump on The Drive, is 865-546-8200. 546-8200. If you want to jump in here this afternoon on the show, my initial thought is that Arkansas and Mizzou Ole Miss and Mizzou acted too quickly, and that both of those guys deserved another year. Although I will, it's other people's fan bases. I know how much we hated it when other outside agitators came in and tried to tell us how to run our school and our coaching search. So listen, man, if I were Ole Miss and I went 4-8, I probably wouldn't like it. Probably wouldn't want to see another season like that either.
Yeah, but do you think Ole Miss got led on by somebody that they thought they could hook real quick?
I don't know. I'll say this. If those schools end up with Mike Leach and Lane Kiffin in any, then they've upgraded. And I don't think any of us can.
Wouldn't Lane Kiffin rather be in Oxford than Fayetteville?
I would think so. It seems like Leach at Arkansas is kind of
that makes sense.
It's kind of a fit.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
And you know what? That dude, Chad Morris, has been recruiting to the spread for 2 years down there, so it's not like he has to walk into a Brett Bielema, program where it's a bunch of linemen and running backs and stuff like
Big
that.
Ten.
Like, he could probably –
And they get that quarterback from TCU next year, Robinson, as well, who will get to play for them.
Huh. Well, I mean, if I were Arkansas, I would hire the Pirate easy. Easy. And it might – You might never win more than 8 games with him. I think that's probably Mike Leach's ceiling in that division, although I wouldn't bet against him. But 8-4, you're Arkansas. You haven't won anything since you've been in the SEC. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
It's not like they're catching Auburn, LSU, or Alabama anytime soon.
No.
And I'm speaking of Arkansas, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss, because Mississippi State decided to retain Joe Moorhead. And I would imagine a lot of that, too, is, well, hell, who in the world are we going to go get to come to Starkville right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's interesting to me how this is all played out. And, Muschamp got lucky at South Carolina. He didn't get fired. He was told, hey, get rid of some assistant coaches, demote some guys.
That's
they didn't have the money to fire him.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that too. But I'm saying he got lucky because Ole Miss didn't have the money Saturday afternoon, according to Neil McCready. And then a couple boosters came in and said, "Yeah, we're not going to pledge it. We'll give you the money for the $17 million right now." And that's why they fired Matt Luke.
Those people are the South Carolina. They're finding out. And I guess, okay, you don't have the money to fire Will Muschamp. They should have just – I don't know what you do, man. They're in a bad spot. Oh, I know what you do. You don't sign up for a $17 million buyout for freaking Will Muschamp is what you do. Because they're about to find out what I was worried we were going to find out if we hadn't turned our season around, which was Jeremy Pruitt was going to have to make massive staff changes, and he wasn't going to be able to attract good assistant coaches because the perception was going to be he was on the hot seat. That's what Will Muschamp is doing now. They were apparently those people down there want Craig Fitzgerald back because he was the strength coach under Spurrier for a while, and they fired their strength coach yesterday.
That ain't happening.
Why would Craig Fitzgerald go hop on Will Muschamp's staff when he knows he's probably going to get blown out next year?
It's not happening.
It's not going to happen. How are they going to attract an elite offensive coordinator to fix their offense when everybody with half a brain knows Will Muschamp's getting blown out next year?
Well, they're not.
I think they just got to take a chance.
So we got to make some hay this year.
Yeah, like I agree with Bear. Like if this is the year where Tennessee kind of for the next 5 to 8 years gets in front of Vanderbilt, Missouri, Kentucky, South Carolina, next year is the year to do it.
And Vanderbilt and Kentucky have been returned to their rightful place, which is getting crapped on by us.
Well, I mean, they beat the hell out of Louisville, and they finished the season nice.
I saw a bowl projection, Tennessee and Louisville, in the Music City Bowl. And while that's not an exotic location or a
sexy
matchup, you just saw Kentucky absolutely bend Louisville over a barrel and show them the 50 states.
53-14?
Like, if you're just looking for a feel-good win, go out there and roll somebody. Tennessee, go out there and roll Louisville, especially if we played them in Nashville.
Who's your D coordinator?
Who? Louisville? I don't know.
Who did Scott Satterfield bring in there?
Wait a minute. Is it
Dale Jones?
Is he the defensive coordinator?
I'm not sure if he's a D coordinator, but
I know he's on staff. Yeah. I don't know if he's a D coordinator.
You know what, Dale Jones? If he dies, he dies. If he's in our way towards an eighth win, I'm sorry, Dale Jones. It bees this way sometimes. We got to roll you over.
The thing that worries me is got to roll. I think that we were with Pruitt and Ansley. We were better suited to make adjustments and deal with that, that goofy Kentucky offense.
Last thing I'll say on my way out of here for today, I look forward to going 3 hours with Bear tomorrow and you for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Bobby Bones, now a couple of big alumni of Arkansas are now all tweeting out, "Warp WPS, let's go. Warp Big Suey."
Ooh.
Woo.
Arkansas might
That's good coaching stuff starts. When the boosters start tweeting out.
Big time alumni.
I like it. Stay with us. It's The Drive. Hour number 3 coming up.